This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Phil Cook likes to be busy. The Durham musician is a founding member of Megaphone and plays in His Golden Messenger. He's also shared the stage with heroes Mavis Staples and John Prine. Now Phil is releasing his second solo record. People Are My Drug is inspired by family, friends, and humans in general. There's a release party at the Cat's Cradle next Thursday night, but first, Phil is here to talk about his music. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
So Steam Power Blues gets the ball rolling in a big way, and it's not the only song on People Are My Drug that makes me think of a tent revival. I know about your reverence for the Blind Boys of Alabama and gospel music in general. How did that music come into your life?
I think like most kids from the upper Midwest, I grew up far away from everything. The movie Sister Act 2 came out, starring Lauryn Hill. That was the first time I had ever heard a performance of Oh Happy Day by Edward Hawkins. And I just remember being a little kid, just probably in a wintry, snowy outside, staying inside and watching that and having that sensation of my hair standing up in the back of my neck, probably for one of the first times.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And that's the kind of feeling as a musician and as an artist and as a human and as a dad and all of that stuff. You have to pay attention to those moments where the hair stands up in the back of your neck.
Miles away, I was miles away, and I was miles away. No, I'm next to you, babe, and I was miles away.
In Miles Away, you team up with Amelia Meath from Sylvan Esso. But this song is not about physical distance so much as emotional distance. It's difficult when people kind of grow apart like that in a relationship or as friends. Mm-hmm. How did that come to you? And talk a little bit about how you and Amelia worked together on that, because she co-wrote it, right?
Yes. I'm somebody who has to travel for my business a lot, and I have a lot of physical distance away from my children and from my wife and all my friends. And I return home, and I often find that I'm trying to catch up. That's all physical distance, but there are other times that we all know if you're in a relationship or you can be sitting right next to somebody and you couldn't be farther away from them. And we talk a lot about presence these days. It's so easy to get distracted, you know, when you
it
have
sure
kids
is.
And you're raising kids and you forget about the two of you are sitting there doing it together, and you often have a hard time looking at each other and go, hey, we need a lunch together. And so I had the chords written. I kind of had sort of the music a little bit. And I went to Amelia's house one day, opened up my notebook. She just closed my notebook and she just said, let's just talk. And I was just immediately thankful that she agreed to write a song with me.
Yeah.
And that was the first move she pulled out. Close your notebook. We're just going to talk right now.
Yeah.
We're both married. And so she was able to ask me questions about where I'm coming from. And I asked her the same. And at one point I just said, I just feel like I'm miles away. And she just lit up, and I'm not kidding you, just looked at me and just goes, miles away. And she sang the first line right at me. And within 5 minutes, we just sang the song out basically as the words come out that you hear.
I'm out here waiting.
When will you come back?
Where could you be?
I've been away too long.
You always run.
Life is a cover of legendary New Orleans songwriter, producer, and performer Alan Toussaint, and you really brought the Crescent City vibe to this one. Who's playing the horns that come in at the end? And it sounds like you just went out and got the whole community to come in and sing.
The horns are folks that I've known for years. If anyone was around Durham in 2010, Megaphone did this big collaboration with a band from Richmond called Fight the Big Bull. And Fight the Big Bull turned into Matthew E. White and Space Bomb, as well as No BS Brass Band. So I always had in my mind, man, I got to get those No BS guys on here. So they were down, and I just talked to them afterwards. I'm like, dudes, can you play on this tune? And I love them. They're my brothers. They, of course, agreed, and it's all the better for it.
In an essay about another mother's son, you write about the confluence of some important events in the life of your family and the life of a man that you never met. Can you talk about how that came together and really inspired you to write that essay, write that song, and record it?
Yes, absolutely. As you know, when you go through something yourself, you have a deeper understanding and appreciation for other people that are going through other sorts of things. But when you get into a situation where you come close to possibly losing a child that was just born into this world that you just met, I found, you know, so many things that were happening that my emotions became a lot more on the outside. And at the same time, when we finally had our youngest son home from the intensive care, I saw this video that Philando Castile's girlfriend had posted that was all over the internet of the man that she loved, Philando, getting shot by a Minneapolis police officer. There are two different worlds that are out there and two different realities that this country has in a system that is broken and injustice that needs healing. And here we live in a community in Durham where, you know, this is the type of thing that is a reality for this community to face together. It requires a deeper awakening and a deeper empathy and action support from the white community that doesn't have to deal with the worries that mothers have to worry about in the black community, whose sons walk out the door every day with basically a target on their chest.
He didn't make it. He didn't make it home. It's like she always feared. Will we whitewash our fences with a tear? Like we always do.
Phil Cook's new record is called People Are My Drug. He's playing the Cat's Cradle next Thursday night. Thanks for the music, Phil. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
Will we open up and see it eye to eye? Or will we all run away? And another one is gone. Another mother's son has gone away.